Welcome to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast. Today, I'll be grading every Pacific Division team's offseason. In this podcast, I'll be grading every Pacific Division team's offseason so far and what they could do to improve. Anaheim Ducks, B+. The Anaheim Ducks bolstered their defense at the draft, adding Pavel Minchukov, Noah Warren, and Tristan Luneau, all who have potential to be impact defensemen at the NHL level. In free agency, Anaheim signed two former Rangers, Ryan Strom and Frank Vetrano. Strom was signed to a 5-year deal worth $5 million per season, and Frank Vetrano was signed to a 3-year deal worth $3.65 million per season. Both players should play a major role on the team next year. John Klingberg was signed to a 1-year deal worth $7 million. This is a great deal for both sides, because even if the deal doesn't work out, Anaheim can still trade him at the deadline to a contender. Restricted free agents Isaac Lidstrom and Simon Benoit were also re-signed, Lidstrom to a 2-year deal worth $1.8 million per season, and Simon Benoit to a 1-year deal. The Ducks should definitely consider moving both Adam Henrik and John Gibson before the season or at the trade deadline. The Anaheim Ducks had a pretty solid offseason, and regardless of how they do next season, will be in good position to succeed a few years down the road. Calgary Flames, A. The offseason started off as a disaster for the Calgary Flames after losing Johnny Gaudreau in free agency, then Matthew Tkachuk requesting a trade out of town. With these sequence of events, Calgary was left with a potential in which they were possibly in a position where they might need to rebuild. Brad Treveling deserves all the credit in the world for being able to fetch the type of return he did for Matthew Tkachuk. Calgary ended up trading Matthew Tkachuk to the Florida Panthers for Jonathan Huberdeau, Mackenzie Weegar, Cole Schwint, and a first-round pick in 2025. This is an absurd return for Matthew Tkachuk, and this trade could be looked at as a bad trade by Florida in a few years. Shortly after the trade, Jonathan Huberdeau was re-signed to an 8-year deal worth $10.5 million per season. This guarantees that Huberdeau will be one of the franchise pieces of the Flames moving forward. Then in free agency, Calgary signed free agent center Nazem Kadri to a 7-year deal worth $7 million per season. This is a good signing for Calgary, as Kadri would be a terrific second-line center behind Elias Lindholm. To make room for Kadri, Calgary traded Sean Monahan to the Montreal Canadiens. The details of the trade are still unknown, but to be able to get out of Monahan's contract and add Kadri is a win for Calgary. Mackenzie Weegar still needs to be locked up as he is a UFA in 2023, but they should be able to get that done with Milan Lucic's contract set to expire in 2023. Thanks to the creativity and aggressiveness of Brad Treveling this offseason, the Calgary Flames are still contenders in the Pacific Division. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on anchor.fm/HockeyWiz777Scouting. Edmonton Oilers, B-. The Edmonton Oilers were able to free up a little cap space by trading Zach Kassian along with the 29th pick in the 2022 draft and a few other draft picks for the 32nd pick in the 2022 draft. Although this is a steep price to pay to move back three spots, it frees up $3.2 million in cap space, and any additional cap space helps. Edmonton's biggest weakness heading into this offseason was goaltending, so they went out and signed Jack Campbell to a 5-year deal worth $5 million per season. Campbell should help solidify the goaltending situation in Edmonton, and he alongside Stuart Skinner should do a solid job in net. Edmonton brought back both Evander Kane and Brett Kulak, who were both instrumental in their Stanley Cup playoff run last season. Evander Kane was signed to a 4-year deal worth $5.1 million per season, while Brett Kulak was signed to a 4-year deal worth $2.75 million per season. Edmonton also signed Mattias Janmark to a 1-year deal in free agency. Janmark is a solid depth player who is a versatile forward and is a good penalty killer. RFAs Kyler Yamamoto and Jesse Puljujarvi were also re-signed, Yamamoto to a 2-year deal and Puljujarvi to a 1-year deal. The Oilers could still move players such as Jesse Puljujarvi, Tyson Barrie, or Warren Fogle, so they can free up cap space to make a major splash for a star player. The Edmonton Oilers did what they needed to do in order to be a contender next season in a wide-open Pacific Division. Los Angeles Kings, B. The LA Kings came into this offseason wanting to add a star player, and they did so by acquiring Kevin Fiala from the Minnesota Wild for Brock Faber and a first-round pick in 2022. Upon being traded to LA, Fiala was immediately re-signed to a 7-year deal worth $7.87 million per season. This indicates that Fiala is going to be a core piece of the Kings moving forward. At the draft, LA was able to snag Jack Hughes, not related to Jack Hughes drafted by the Devils in 2019, in the second round. He should be a very good player for them in the future. LA re-signed a few RFAs in Adrian Kempe, Blake Lizotte, and Brendan Lemieux, as well as Alex Edler for another year. The Kings didn't do much besides adding Fiala and re-signing their key RFAs, but they made the right move by not overpaying any free agents this year because they have a lot of good young talent in the pipeline who are NHL ready and could play a role on the team this year. With such a young team this year, I expect the LA Kings to be in the market for a veteran winger at the trade deadline if they are in playoff contention. The LA Kings are one of those teams that is right in the mix for the third seed in the Pacific. Check out my hockey blog at hockeywiztalkshockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at hockeywiz777. San Jose Sharks C. The San Jose Sharks had an underwhelming draft. They could have gotten way better players at the draft position they were in. San Jose had two noteworthy trades this offseason. The first was sending Brent Burns to the Carolina Hurricanes for Steven Lorenz, Eetu Makaniemi, and a conditional third round pick. Burns has been a major part of their core for a long time, but with the Sharks seemingly rebuilding, it makes sense to trade the veteran defenseman so he has a legitimate shot at winning a cup. Their second trade was acquiring Luke Cunnan from the Nashville Predators for John Leonard. This is a steal of a trade, as Cunnan is a player who still has potential to grow into a top 9 forward, while Leonard is likely to play in the AHL. In free agency, San Jose signed Oscar Lindblom to a 2-year deal worth $2.5 million per season, and Nico Sturm to a 3-year deal worth $2 million per season. They also signed defenseman Marcus Nudavara to a 1-year deal, and Matt Benning to a 4-year deal. These are solid depth signings. After re-signing Kaapo Kakkonen, it created a goaltending controversy in San Jose, as they now have three NHL caliber goalies on the roster. So it would make the most sense to trade James Reimer, who is the best out of the three, so they can get the best return out of it. The San Jose Sharks will most likely miss the playoffs, but at the same time, the roster is not entirely bad enough to tank, so they will be floating in mediocrity. Seattle Kraken, A-. The Seattle Kraken were one of the winners of the 2022 draft, landing the consensus number one overall pick, Shane Wright, along with Jagr Fergus, Yanni Nyman, Nicholas Cocho, Ty Nelson, and Ben McDonald. Shane Wright, along with the second overall pick in the 2021 draft, Matty Beniers, will form an integral part of Seattle's core. In free agency, Seattle signed Andrei Burakovsky and Justin Schultz. Burakovsky to a 4-year deal worth $5.5 million per season, and Justin Schultz to a 2-year deal worth $3 million per season. Seattle took advantage of the cap situation that the Columbus Blue Jackets were in after signing Johnny Gaudreau and re-signing Patrick Laine, and acquired Oliver Bjorkstrand for just a 3rd and 4th round pick. This is a flat-out steal, considering Bjorkstrand was actually the Columbus Blue Jackets' leading point and goal scorer last season. He will definitely help out Seattle next season. Martin Jones was signed to back up Philip Grubauer. This allows Seattle to trade Chris Drager. The Kraken should be done making moves this offseason, but they might look to add a veteran defenseman at the deadline. Seattle has quietly assembled a really solid roster and could even be contenders in the Pacific this season. Listen to Hockey Wiz Talks podcast on Podbean and Spotify. Check out my YouTube channel at Lucas Ao Yang. Vancouver Canucks, C. The Vancouver Canucks had a solid draft with the additions of Jonathan Lekkerimäki and Elias Pettersson. Both players have potential to be impact players down the road. Vancouver signed Andrei Kuzmenko over from the KHL. He was a star for SKA St. Petersburg last season, and he wanted to test his skills at the NHL level. It will certainly help the transition that he has a former teammate in Vasily Podkolzin to play with. In free agency, Vancouver signed Ilya Mikheyev to a 4-year deal worth $4.75 million per season, and Curtis Lazar to a 3-year deal. Both Bo Horvat and JT Miller are going to be UFAs in 2023, so they need to be locked up. It's likely that Horvat will be re-signed, but look for JT Miller to get moved after putting up a 99-point season last year. Vancouver would be wise to trade him before the season because there is no guarantee that Miller will have another 99-point season. Vancouver needs to improve their defense before the season or at the deadline if they are to be a legit contender in the division. Vancouver will be in the mix for the third seed in the Pacific, but they are more than likely to miss the playoffs. Vegas Golden Knights, D+. The Vegas Golden Knights have had by far the worst offseason of any team in the Pacific Division. Vegas made two major trades this offseason. The first trade was trading Evgeny Dadonov to the Montreal Canadiens for Shea Weber. This trade gives the Golden Knights an additional $7.85 million of long-term IR cap relief, which really helps their salary cap situation. Then Vegas traded Max Pacioretty and Dylan Coghlan to the Carolina Hurricanes for future considerations. This trade was a cap dump and in the long term could prove to be a good trade, as after being traded, Pacioretty tore his Achilles and will take 6 months to recover. Vegas was able to re-sign Riley Smith to a 3-year deal worth $5 million per season and Nikolai Waugh to a 5-year deal worth $3 million per season. With Robin Lehner expected to miss the whole 2022-23 season, Vegas is now in search of a number one goalie who they can tandem with Logan Thompson. In addition to adding a number one goalie, Vegas also needs to add a top six winger and a two-way forward to play on the third line. This Vegas team simply does not look like a contending team at the moment, and with so much uncertainty looming overhead, they might not even make the playoffs. In my next podcast, I talk about players on the move.